three storm chasers were killed last week in West Texas during a storm that brought high winds and hail to the Lone Star State and Oklahoma. KGOU's Jacob McClelland spoke with meteorologist Gary England about storm chasers and the dangers they face.
Kelly Williamson and Randy Yarnall were working as contractors with the Weather Channel when they died in a head-on collision with a freelance storm chaser, Corbin Jaeger, who was also killed in the crash. Gary, storm chasers, I mean, by nature, have a very dangerous job. But have you ever heard of anything like this happening before?
Well, not with the dramatic collision, but the Canadian County tornado, 2013, we had a car was rolled and dumped, and the tornado caught it, and then two very famous and well-known storm chasers were killed in that because the tornado got them. They made a bad decision, really, on they thought they could outrun it. They didn't know what the storm was, and nobody did at that particular point. But also lost another storm chaser that day, kind of a freelancer. So it does happen.
I've heard a few times that the most dangerous thing about chasing storms isn't necessarily the storm, but it's the crowds that can gather, especially in some of these rural areas where the roads may not be the best. You could be out on some county road on a farm somewhere. From your experience, I mean, has this something that you found to be true?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The most dangerous part of it is the traffic. I don't know the last time a tornado, just that one time in the car, but tornadoes, they do catch cars, they do throw them all in the air, they do kill the occupants, but there's never been a cluster of storm trackers caught by a tornado. It will happen because there's so many people, and sometimes the storms are quite unpredictable. Those guys and gals are pretty wild, let me tell you.
Well, what are the benefits of having people on the ground to document storms like this?
The benefits would be, you know, with all the technology and all we have, the radars, all those things, it's still, you like to have those eyes out there that says, yeah, I see a wall cloud, I see a strong rotation, I see a funnel, I see a tornado on the ground. Because the radars are great, all that stuff is great, but it doesn't give you the complete picture.
Well, let me ask you about this. I mean, now we have machines that can kind of be those eyes on the ground. So I'm thinking like drones, for instance. Mm-hmm. You could dispatch drones to videotape tornadoes from a distance.
Yeah.
I mean, do you see a time when perhaps they could almost displace having those human eyes on the ground to document storms?
Well, I can see that for documenting the storm, drones, whatever, remote cameras, that will happen. That time will happen, but it's not going to stop storm chasers. You know, it's in their genes. They can't have it. They just can't handle it. They just have to go. And once you know some of them, they just got to go. It's in their genes, something they have to do.
Now, you've had a long career in meteorology in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been a storm chaser?
Long time ago, for about one time. I decided once I got into television and meteorology, you know, I'd rather be where I had the cameras in the field, had the storm chasers out there, and, you know, had all the electronic equipment, the radars, all those things, had it all together right there than going out in western Oklahoma and trying to catch a storm. So I don't like to do it, and like I said, I did it very briefly, but, you know, a lot of people love it, man.
That one time that you tried it, did anything happen that made you decide that you had no interest in doing this again?
Storm ran off and left me.
Well, we've been talking today with Gary England. Gary, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Gary England is the well-known retired meteorologist from KWTV, and he's now the consulting meteorologist in residency at the University of Oklahoma. You can follow Gary on Twitter. He's @GaryEOK.